Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome, and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 14 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we continue our mini-drama entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. You remember our characters, Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole, from our last broadcast. But before we reintroduce these two characters, let's read again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. You know, people often turn to counselors who tell them what their itching ears want to hear. As is the case with our character, Johnny Lukewarm, who comes into Pastor Loophole's office to get advice. Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today? Johnny's brow furrows with concern.
Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?
Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God.
Johnny Lukewarm breathes a big sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly, with his itching ears, searching for some way of escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. But the Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. Now let's continue with loophole number 19, entitled, Perfect Holiness is Just Not Possible. So here's Pastor Loophole again.
Perfect holiness is just not possible in this lifetime, says Pastor Loophole. I mean, can any human being really live a perfectly holy life? If God demands absolute perfection, then none of us can ever meet God's standard. It's just too difficult. And since perfect holiness is not possible, then it must not be required for salvation. Perfect holiness is a nice goal to shoot for, but it's never fully reachable in this lifetime. That's why Jesus died on the cross, so you could go to heaven without holiness. Jesus forgives your sins, even while you continue to enjoy some of them. Now, if perfect holiness is impossible, then it must be optional when it comes to salvation. You don't have to repent and be holy, and you can still go to heaven.
Time out, everybody. Let's look at the Scriptures and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that God has high standards, and without access to God's help, nobody could be perfectly holy. But the lie is that even with God's help, you cannot be perfectly holy in this lifetime. Here's the truth to replace that lie. With God's enabling, strengthening help, you can be holy in this lifetime. And not only is holiness possible, but it's mandatory for eternal life. It's not optional. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. The truth is that God does not forgive those sins which you continue to enjoy. And Hebrews 10 says, if you deliberately keep on sinning, no sacrifice or atonement for your sins is left. And what Jesus did on the cross doesn't apply to you. Now let's talk about these two words for a moment. Perfect holiness. Say them out loud with me. Perfect holiness. What do you think? Is it possible for you to achieve perfect holiness in this lifetime? Now don't say no right away. I mean, what does the Bible say about perfect holiness? You know, these aren't my words. They're in the Bible. Jesus commanded, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And God commands, be holy, because I am holy. Now, whatever God means by these commands, be perfect and be holy, let's just everybody first agree that these commands did not originate in my mouth. They came from the mouth of God. Jesus said, be perfect, and God said, be holy. So if you refuse to be perfect and you refuse to be holy, you're not rebelling against me and my teaching. You're rebelling against Almighty God. Now, what does God mean by these words, be perfect and be holy? Instead of making up our own definitions for these words, let's try to find out God's definition of perfect holiness. Let's not create some different standard, either higher or lower, and pretend that it's the same as God's standard. Perfect holiness is doing everything God requires, nothing more and nothing less, not what some theologian requires. Now, can you at least agree with me that if you meet all of God's requirements for perfect holiness, then you are, by definition, perfectly holy? Even if some theology professor looks at you and disagrees, if God says you've done everything he requires, then you are perfectly holy according to God. Okay, so what does God require for perfect holiness? What does the Bible say? Well, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Did you know that all of God's requirements can be summed up in these two commands, love God and love your neighbor? The Bible says, love one another, for he who loves has fulfilled the law. The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So if you love, you automatically fulfill all of God's other commands, even his commands to be perfect and be holy. If you love God and love your neighbor, you automatically fulfill all of God's requirements for perfect holiness. The Bible says, he who loves has fulfilled the law. So if you love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself, you are perfectly holy. Not according to my definition of perfect holiness, but according to God's definition of perfect holiness. So this really just leaves us one question. Is it possible in this lifetime to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself? If that's possible, then perfect holiness is possible. Now I'm going to give you three theological proofs that it is possible to love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And if loving God with all your heart is possible in this lifetime, then it's not optional, it's mandatory. If loving God with all your heart is not possible, then it cannot be required. But perfect love or perfect holiness are possible in this lifetime. And I can prove that three different ways. Here's proof number one. This is what I call the God's justice proof. Now let me ask you a question. Is God full of justice? Yes. The Bible describes God as a just God. He treats people fairly. He's not unjust or unfair. Okay, then let me ask you this. Does God reward obedience and punish disobedience? Yes, he does. The Bible describes God as someone who rewards people when they obey and punishes people when they disobey. Okay, now here's my last question. Think about this. Is it fair or just for God to give you an impossible command and then punish you when you're unable to obey it? Let me ask that a different way. If God commanded you to do something impossible and you couldn't do it, would it be fair for God to punish you
for disobedience? No way. This proves that all of God's commands are possible to obey. God is just and God is fair, and He will never command you to do something you're unable to do. Think of it this way. Just imagine if God says to Johnny Lukewarm, "I command you, flap your wings and fly."
"But I don't have any wings, God," says Johnny. "I can't obey you."
"Then you will be punished," says God.
"But God, that's not fair," says Johnny. "How can you punish me for disobedience when I don't have any wings? That's unjust."
"You're right, Johnny. The God of the Bible would never command you to do something impossible. The God of the Bible only commands you to do things that you're fully able to do. So when God commands you to be perfect and be holy and love God and love your neighbor, it must be actually possible to do these things. If it wasn't possible, God would be unfair to give commands like that." Now here's proof number two. I call it the "all you have" proof. Jesus says in Luke 10, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind." That's what He requires. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, did Jesus say, "Love the Lord your God with more heart than you're able to have, and with more soul than you're able to give, and with more strength than you can possibly muster, and with more intellect than you're able to think?" No. God only requires all you have, not more than you have. Or let me ask it this way. Does God require 101% of what you're able to do? Or just 100% of what you're able to do? If God requires everything you're able to give, does He demand more than you're able to give? If God demands you do all you're able to do and nothing more than that, then are you able to do what God requires? If perfect holiness requires only that which is possible, then is perfect holiness impossible? Of course not. Charles Finney once said, "To deny that entire obedience to God's law is possible is to deny that a man is able to do as well as he can." If perfect holiness requires only what is possible, then perfect holiness, by definition, is possible. Now here's proof number three. I call it the enabling Christ proof. Let's imagine that you're completely weak and unable to obey God. But then you have access to Jesus Christ, who can strengthen and enable you. The Bible says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go onto the heights." Now, if you're completely unable to obey God, but then you have access to Jesus, who can enable you and strengthen you just enough to make it possible for you to obey God, then is it still impossible for you to obey God? Are you unable to obey when you have free and open access to divine ability Himself? Don't call Jesus impotent. He is strong, and He's able to save you from your deadly sins. The Bible says He is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault. Now, when you say perfect holiness is not possible, you're also saying that Jesus is not strong enough to make you perfectly holy. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save you. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, once again, if perfect holiness is impossible for you alone, is anything impossible for you plus God? With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. What is impossible with men is possible with God. Let all of these lies that perfect holiness is impossible and we're not able to be perfectly holy, let them all vanish in the presence of an almighty God. Everything is possible for him who believes. Sovereign Lord, nothing is too hard for you. With God's help, you can obey all his commands, even the ones, "Be perfect and be holy." With God's help, it's easy to love God with all your heart. Don't say perfect holiness is impossible. What is impossible with men is possible with God. Everything is possible for him who believes. Now think about that for a moment while we take this short break.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, We'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L14. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Let's continue with loophole number 20, entitled, You Can't Know Enough to Be Holy. Here's Pastor Loophole again.
It's impossible to be holy in this lifetime because we can't know everything God requires. It takes an entire lifetime to learn what pleases God. Only when you see God face to face will you know enough to be holy. You're probably committing sins every day and you don't even realize it. No, sanctification is a lifelong process, and only after you die will you know enough to live a holy life. Time out. Let's look at the scriptures, everybody. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that in this lifetime, we don't know everything about God. And in our ignorance, we might even accidentally violate some of God's commandments that we haven't yet learned. But the lie is that accidental sins you commit in ignorance are even sins in the first place. They're not sins. It's only a sin if you know what you're supposed to do and don't do it. The Bible says anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. Sin requires knowledge of right and wrong. If you don't know right from wrong, God does not view it as sin. That's how brand new believers can live in actual holiness, even when they don't realize how sinful their actions might appear to others. New believers might not realize that they're walking in sin, and until the Holy Spirit reveals that sin issue to their heart, they're not responsible to deal with it. Even if they don't know any better, they're innocent of all crime, white as the driven snow. That's why Adam and Eve were totally innocent in the Garden of Eden, because they didn't yet know right from wrong. They hadn't yet eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's why mentally ill people are often found not guilty by reason of insanity, because they don't know right from wrong. They can't be held accountable. And that's also why the Bible says, we who teach will be judged more strictly, because we know right from wrong. And that's why Jesus said to the teachers of the law, if you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim to see, your guilt remains. And that's why Paul wrote, sin is not taken into account where there is no law. And that's why in the Old Testament, the blood sacrifices atoned for the sins people had committed in ignorance. But if your sins are not committed in ignorance, watch out. If you know better and you deliberately continue to embrace your sins, fear God. The cross covers sins of ignorance, but if you're walking in intentional sin, then what Jesus did on the cross does not apply to you. Forsake your known sins immediately. The servant who knows his master's will and does not do it will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving of punishment will be beaten with few blows. If you know what God wants, you're accountable to do it. But even if you don't know everything God requires, you can still be holy in this lifetime. Just obey all the rules you know. Especially these two rules, which encompass all the other ones anyway. Love God and love your neighbor. Okay, let's change gears again and go on to loophole number 21, entitled Constant Thought. Here's Pastor Loophole again. We can't be holy all the time. If you had to love God all the time, that would require constantly thinking about God 24 hours a day. How can you love God when you're asleep? Or how can you think about God when you're doing a math problem? No, you can't be holy all the time. It's just not possible. And if holiness isn't possible, then it must not be required.
Time out. Let's go back to the scriptures, everybody, and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. The true part is that living a holy life requires you love God 24 hours a day, around the clock. But the lie is that loving God 24 hours a day means your mind has to be focused on God 24 hours a day. And you have to walk around your house with your hands up in the air, worshiping God 24 hours a day. You don't have to do that to be holy. Holiness is taking time to love your neighbors. It's being kind to your enemies and loving your children and even taking care of your own body, as long as you're not being selfish about it. Jesus loved God 24 hours a day, but that doesn't mean he stayed awake 24 hours a day. Jesus loved God even while he was asleep. So it must be okay if we sleep too, as long as we're not being lazy and slothful. And Jesus was even a carpenter, so he must have been able to maintain perfect holiness even while his mind was occupied with things like building furniture. Holiness doesn't require constantly thinking about God. People have this screwed up concept of what holiness looks like, and you know, sometimes we even make it harder than God does. Just love God with all your heart and prioritize the time that you have. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Okay, let's change gears again and hear loophole number 22 entitled, Partial Repentance is Good Enough. Here's Pastor Loophole again. Johnny, you don't have to be absolutely perfectly holy to get into heaven. I mean, Christian conversion might involve real change, but not absolute perfection. If you just forsake most of your sins, that's close enough. You don't have to forsake them all. Partial repentance is close enough. After all, perfection is just not possible in this lifetime, so it must not be required. So it must be optional. Time out. Let's go back to the scriptures. Did you know Jesus commanded us to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect? That's not my teaching. That's the teaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus said you've got to love God with all your heart, not just part of it, and all your soul, not just 90% of it, and with all your mind and all your strength. You can't partially repent. You've got to forsake all your known sins and make Jesus the Lord of every part of your life. Now let me ask this. If a man deliberately embraces 1,000 known sins before conversion, and then he repents of 999 of them, but he willfully and deliberately continues to enjoy one tiny sin. Let me ask, does God forgive that one tiny sin that he hasn't repented of? No way. Don't believe it. Hebrews 10 says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after receiving knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and a raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. If you haven't repented of all your known sins, you have not repented at all. A little yeast can spoil the entire dough. Anything less than total submission to God's rule is not submission at all. God demands your unconditional, immediate, and total surrender. The Bible says, no one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Now, some people might want to discount this teaching by labeling it perfectionism. But I reject that label because I'm not talking about obsessing over the details of the law while you ignore the big picture. Call me instead an advocate of perfect love or perfect freedom in Christ where no sin can make you its slave. I'm not talking about physical perfection or mental perfection. You don't have to be a super athlete like Michael Jordan or a super genius like Albert Einstein. Just love God with all your heart. Just love your neighbors at least as much as you love yourself. Do everything you're able to do. That's all God requires. He's not demanding the impossible. Just love God as much as you can. If you love God as much as you can, and love is made complete and perfect in your heart, you'll have nothing to fear. Just walk in perfect love, like Jesus did. But if you refuse to walk in perfect love, like Jesus did, then don't claim to be a Christian. The Bible says, this is how we know we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did. Let's pray together. Would you pray these words along with me to God? Go ahead and say them out loud. Father in heaven, I want to love you with all my heart. I want to be perfect in the way I love you. I don't want to hold anything back. But I choose right now to love you with every ounce of my strength and every part of my mind and with all of my soul. I forsake all my known sins right now, Lord, even the tiniest one I can think of. I hate my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart right now and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come and be the Lord of every part of my life right now. I surrender all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Did you just pray with me? If you just prayed with me, would you raise your right hand up to God?
Wherever you are, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up to God as a sign that you prayed with me and gave your heart back to Him. Some of you are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you, and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L14. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmidt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.